Sadama Meditation Society, Virginia, Full Retreat 2016, the third day, December 2nd, Interview English Myanmar Group.
A question about something happens, like some noise or some disliking thing happens that causes some dislike feeling, emotion. So should I watch the emotion until the emotion disappears, or just acknowledge that dislike feeling and then return to my anchor like the rest of the body?
မကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တဲ့အခါမှာမကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုတောက်လျှောက်ရှုရမလားမို့ရင်ဟိုအတိမပြုတ်ရုံလောက်ပြီးတော့ပြင်နိုင်အယုံကိုပြန်သွားရမလားဟောရှုတဲ့ရည်ရွယ်ချက်ကရှုတဲ့ရည်ရွယ်ချက်ကသူ့နဲ့ပတ်တယ်လို့
The purpose of being aware is to understand what you are observing, right? So it is not to observe the disliking mind so that it disappears. It is to observe the disliking mind so that you can understand the nature of disliking mind. Whether it disappears or not is irrelevant. You are watching it to understand the workings of the disliking mind.
Okay.
And as you watch your disliking mind, if you feel okay watching the disliking mind, you can continue watching the disliking mind, okay? But if you feel, as you watch the disliking mind, you actually feel more confused or you start to have some reaction towards having a disliking mind, right? Then he says, you should not watch the disliking mind because you're watching with the wrong attitude, right? The mind now has aversion to it. So then you should take a neutral object. And the other alternative is that you know a neutral object, but you have the disliking mind in view. So you are not only watching the disliking mind, you are watching, say, maybe your anchor, right, which is neutral, and you also keep acknowledging, the disliking mind. Okay. So you continue to know both.
Okay. So another question is, sometimes I feel that some negative emotion or like a fairness, it comes out somehow, but looks like that is maybe a consciousness, very deep a consciousness. I cannot find the cause. Mm-hmm. But I feel that, but sometimes that dislike is very strong, and but, even that affects my breath. But I cannot find the cause. So for that case, okay, should I change to a different object? Or still stay with that?
Do you feel uncomfortable watching
it? Yeah. Sometimes some feeling is very strong, like some fairness.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some unconsciousness is not. I don't understand that.
It's fear, but yeah. is watching it? Does it feel disturbing to watch it, or you can watch it in a calm way?
No, I mean at that time I tried to watch, but I don't know what's it's just kind of fairness. Then I cannot.
ไอ้เฉยมาตู neutral ion ယူရမလားဗောတပည့်ကပြောအဲ့ချိန်မှာကြည့်ရတာစိတ်ရှုပ်လားဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒါ तू မပြောတော့ तू အာယသူ့ရဲ့အကြောင်းရင်းမသိဘူးပဲပြန်ပြန်ပြော
အကြောင်းရင်းကိုတစ်ချင်းနဲ့လောဘပိုင်းလည်းမရ
He says it's not important to know the reason why the fear is there the present moment there's fear all you need to know and acknowledge and watch is the fear right but if you want to know the reason for the fear a lot you know if you want to know too much also it doesn't help
okay
I know so you ခုနကလို neutral ion တစ်ခုနဲ့ဒီလိုတွဲကြည့်နေပုံကောင်
း so for something like fear it's probably helpful to anchor your mind and watch the fear from the corner of your eye
okay
yeah
thank you
keep it in there in mind but not
direct okay if you to chichin ba ba jao so la chichin bia mo yei mo ji lo da yu a ti ya pa nai mo tha lo
yeah
chi bu le la mo a thot bu a a ti ka tha
so you know understanding the cause for something the reason for something all that is not your immediate goal that's an eventual
conditioning based on what
that's an eventual result that will happen when you have done enough observing and learning and seeing more and then when everything is understood when all the conditions are right you know all the things you need to know have been known then your the mind will make its own will have its own understanding of what it is but finding the cause is not our immediate work our immediate work is to observe learn explore
yes but sometimes I can you know for a long time watch I can find the cause for example you know in daily life if I meet some person or some condition cause my heartbeats very fast. Boom, 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 boom. It's very calm. So I just try to find why that's cause. It's not enough. But eventually I try to watch. Finally, I found there is a point on my chest somewhere. That part caused very subtle feeling. That feeling immediately caused the heartbeat increase.
Yes.
So after I know that that's a subtle feeling called heartbeat. So later that does not happen again.
Tu at the ka ba phit la so tu tiao ko twei tu a mye yin dong le. Yin ni ta a khong no tu a lan na la blue lemon tea. A lo tu a li ha chi yin ne de nei cha lo tu a ai yin dong na ta cha khan sa mu tete le de khu cha.ไอ้ขันธ์5เตเตเลตะคู่จังโหลตีไล่တော့နောက်အဲ့လိုမဖြစ်တော့ဘူးလေ तू အဲ့လိုမျိုးလိုက်ရှာနေလားမသိ
ဘူးဟုတ်တယ်ဒီအဲ့လိုကကြည့်တော့ရိုးရိုးလေးကြည့်တာ तू လောကမမြော်ဘူးမမြော်တဲ့အချိန်မှာလာတာ
So if you think back about that episode he says when you were observing you know your heart beating and everything when you meet this person when you know you get flustered
ရိုးရိုးကြည့်နေတယ်တိ့
Right at that time you did not think you didn't know what you were going to discover right you just watched very simply you just watch and watch and watch until one day you notice something else and then once you discover that that helps so you must remember the beginning of your experience not the end right so the next time you start having something you want to understand you don't think of what you understood before you think of how you started and when you didn't know anything and that's how you should start again
okay
simple people
Yeah, the mind needs to be simple.
Okay.
တိတ်ချင်တော့ simple ဖြစ်တော့
If we want too much to know something, the mind is not simple anymore.
Don't need to worry at all.
Yeah, the mind is in a hurry, it cannot understand.
Okay. Thank you. Morning. two questions. One has to do with sleep and sleepiness. I used to deal with a lot of defilements like fear and anxiousness. Since listening to Sayadaw for almost 2 years now, my sitting practice has been more relaxed. I'm more relaxed in general, but with that relaxed state in sitting practice and my daily practice, I come to a point where I become very, what I feel like is aware. It's very calm. And then that easily drifts off into sleep, which is very nice. But I know that's not aware. I've been aware enough where I can see the sleepy drift in. It's usually a train of thought that's comforting, like something to just link on to. So my question is, it seems so fine line for me to relax, and it's really a lot of effort, it feels like, when I'm in that relaxed state, which is also aware, to maintain that, to not go into a sleepy, pleasant state and come out groggy after the meditation. Mm-hmm. So that's my first question.
ตัวซ่าอัธรตัวซวยเองสิทธิ์ติเจ้าแต่สิทธิ์ติชั่วอ่ะไม่ได้เลยกูอาชิญพยาเตียเนี่ยตัวนิดๆหลอกหน้านี่เลยเออสรุปตัวอกูอมัยรีแลกซ์ขึ้นตัวไปถ่ายเนี่ยเฉยมาอ๋อตัวเดลี่อัธรหมู่มาอ๋อตัวโปรีแลกซ์ขึ้นตาเนี่ยผิดละแต่แม้เปียงเมียนบ่ผิดเลยสรุปตัวโปรีแลกซ์ขึ้นละแล้วถ่ายเนี่ยเฉยมาง่ายจริงแหละตัวอสมาติเลยติมันติเนี่ยปิ๊ดแล้วตัวคอมฟอร์ตเบิลขึ้นละคอมฟอร์ตเบิลขึ้นละแล้วตัวซุ
ဒီမှာစိတ်ကအတွေးတစ်ခုတာရတဲ့စိတ်အတွေးတစ်ခုဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့ဒါလေးတာရရင်နဲ့တာရရင်နဲ့ဝင်သွားဟိုဝင်သွားရင်သတိမရှိတော့လို့သိတယ်အမ်တခါတလေသတိနည်းနည်းပေါ်ရှိရင်သူကဟိုတိလိုက်မတိလိုက်ဖြစ်နိုင်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုအင်းငိုက်တယ်ဆိုကြရအောင်ထိုင်တာပြီးရင်သူကအင်းငိုက်ငိုက်ကြီးနဲ့နိုးလာထထတာဘို့ဟိုလူစိတ်ကမကြည်လင်တော့ဒါပေမဲ့သူတို့ကခက်နေတယ်အဲ့
relax အဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ်သွားတယ်ဆိုရင်ဟိုလိုးချမို့တော့အာထက်နေရတယ်လို့အာထက်နေရတယ်လို့ဖြစ်နေအဲ့ဘယ်လိုလုပ်လို့လူနေထည့်တော့မှာသူကအစွန်းတစ်ခုသူကအရင်ကအကျန်းနဲ့လာအကျန်းနဲ့လာတော့ဟိုမှာစတီမူလေးရှိတယ်ဟုတ်ကဲ့လိုးချနေကျန်းနဲ့ဆိုရဲသူကဒါလုံနေရတယ်အခုဒါရော့သွားပြီဆိုရင်သူကအဲ့မှာသူကဒီဘက်အစွန်းကဒီဘက်အစွန်းရောက်တာသူကချမ်းတာလည်းပဲရောက်လာအဲ့ပြန်ကြတော့သူကမရဘူးသူကသ ဒီပြောင်းရောက်ဒါလည်းအစွန်းနဲ့ပဲဒါထုံးတာမယ်လမ်းကြောင်းမယ်ဆိုတော့ဒီဘက်ကိုလည်းကွာလမ်းနေတော့ဒီဘက်မှာအတက်ချ်မယ်မဖြစ်အောင်လုပ်အောင်ဟုတ်ကဲ့ကိုဟိုဘက်မှာသူကတွန်းတွန်းနေသူကဟိုလိုဇက်ဟိုလောက်နေတာဖာကလောက်နေတာဒီဘက်မှာစတာကလောက်ကြမရှိဘူးမရှိတော့အက်ဖတ်ကကျသွားတယ်အဲ့ချိန်မှာဘာလုပ်လဲဝစ်စတန်ထက်ရငံလေးတွင်းပြီးတော့ခုနကပြောအင်ဗက်စတီလောက်တာလေးတွင်းရအောင်
So Sierra says, this is because when we start in a state of distress, you know, whether it's high anxiety or pain or whatever it is, when we start meditating in that sort of state, we have to use so much, there's so much stimulus that our mind is set to work, yeah. You know, so we work very diligently and we're used to working because there's that sort of gross stimulus.
Yes.
He says then, and we work very hard because actually the mind doesn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
So we work very hard because it doesn't like you. But the nature is that when we don't like something and when we get to the opposite, we will like it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's the pendulum. So he says, now we've worked very hard and we have managed to free ourselves from the entanglements of that stressful state of mind, and so it has swung to the comfortable state of mind,
yes.
And attachment has
okay.
So as much as we dislike whatever we experienced before, we're going to like the opposite that we are able to enjoy because we've worked so hard,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So now the mind is indulging. He said we can't help that. That's the nature of the mind. He says, so now on this side we have lessons to learn. These are the lessons of the two extremes. Right, so now we learn the lessons of not getting attached, or rather not getting attached, of learning to understand attachment.
Right?
So we understand the extreme of resistance. Now we understand the extreme of desire, right? Of indulging, of comfort. We begin to learn these lessons, and he says, now we have to use the energy of wisdom. So now, and he said it's true that it does feel like effort to come out of that sort
yeah.
of indulgence, and we do have to use right, then it's right effort, and we have to use some wisdom, like some intellectual thinking, some think of the things we've learned, how should we apply, try different things to try and learn, so that we can come back to the middle way where we're both relaxed and interested.
Okay.
Yeah. He says you can ask yourself questions as you start the sitting, you know, start before you get sleepy, like you're sitting, what's your purpose? Are you trying to understand what you're observing?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you trying to understand the process of observing? Are you trying to understand the interaction? What are you trying to... So you know, when you clarify your purpose and work with that through your observation, then the mind can be more purposeful.
Okay.
Yeah. And in constantly checking that the mind is still working to be aware, right? That it's not sort of like drifting off into a nice thought about this whole process that we're trying to do, you know, but actually that it's still observing, yeah, and not just thinking about things.
Okay. Yeah. This might be too specific, but is this on? Is this working? I don't know.
Can you hear at the back?
Can you hear in the back?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the battery has died.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I think yesterday this one, the battery died, so probably that one has just died.
I'll just add on to that is, so I listen, this might be too specific of a question, but I listen to Sayadaw every day, the guided meditations, and my instinct is maybe I should try to do it myself without that as a crutch. I just wanted to say that potentially what he thinks about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, guided meditation Sienna said yes. Using his guided meditation is like using a crutch. Because he says, when he gives a guided meditation, he says it's like a guide for us to guide ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, what would you check on in yourself? You know, these are the many ways that you could do it. And then when you're sitting, then you look for what's relevant to you and you think about it yourself. So
it's
think
harder.
About how to meditate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then my second question is, do I have time or should I pass on?
No, go ahead.
My second question is, I'm starting to see how the mind brings up something personal, and then that's just kind of an... So I'll give an example. I'm talking to someone, I walk away, and then I regret I talked about that, and then I just see that that's the mind is putting out these images and concepts. My question is, I'm starting to see the separation there, which is really liberating, freeing, but I think of a child, that's useful sometimes to remember, oh, I did that wrong, so future I will not do that, or
mm-hmm.
Is there anything, if those come up, is there anything useful about them? Because now I used to think they were so important, like I was attached to it, thinking I was personalizing it. Now I'm thinking, that's just a figment of the mind. That's just a thought. Is there anything useful about that thought?
When you said you see the separation, you mean between these two sides to that same kind of thinking?
Yes, I was so... Like, that was me. When I thought that, that was me.
Mm, and
now
that
I see
one.
That as a thought.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering...
Is there any lesson to learn from the thought
anyway?
Yeah,
still not enough wisdom to know is that useful or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, အရင်တော့ဆိုရင်လည်းအဲ့ဒီနောင်တတွေပူပါမှုတွေဖြစ်သူစိတ်ကအဲ့ဒါကိုအယံဆွဲတယ်အော်ငါအဲ့လိုမပြောသင့်ဘူးငါအဲ
့လိုထင်တယ
်ငါလို့အယံယူထားတယ်အခုကြတော့ तू ကဘလို့ဒီဟာကိုစိတ်လို့ပုံမြင်တယ်အော်စိတ်ကတွေးနေတယ
်
ဒီဟာစိတ်အတွေးပဲတဲ့အရင်မကြည့်ဘူးဖြစ်သွားတယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ तू သိကျင်တာ तू ညံမပြည့်စုံသလိုပဲတဲ့ဘာဆိုတော့အဲ့အတွေးထဲမှာအကျိုးရှိတာမပါဘူးလားတဲ့ဥပမာကလေးတစ်ယောက်ဆိုရင်နဲ့ဟိုသူမားခဲ့တယ်ဆိုရင်အော်နောက်တစ်ခါမမှားအောင်မမှားဖို့ကိုဒီလိုသင်ခန်းစာယူမယ်လို့ဟိုသင်ခန်းစာတစ်ခုခုရှိနိုင်တာပေါ့တဲ့အတွေးထဲမှာဒါပေမဲ့အခုသူစိတ်ကဟိုနောက်တစ်ဖက်ရောက်သလိုပဲသူကဒါအရင်မကြည့်ဘူးဒါပေမဲ့သင်ခန်းစာလည်းမယူ
ဘူးအရင်မကြည့်ဘူးဆိုတာက regret ဖြစ်ဖို့အရင်မကြည့်ဘူ
းသင်ခန်းစာ
လည်းမယူဘူ
း Yeah so he says the it's probably just a fine distinction in thatthe understanding that it's just a thought is right.
Mm-hmm.
The understanding that regret is not useful is right, and it's not necessary. It's right. But if it was an actual mistake,
mm-hmm.
that it's important to still learn the lesson and decide and make the determination to not make the mistake again. Right. But without the regret or the remorse.
But you
know, the thing is, you can't tell me, 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 you can't tell
me,
you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me,
you can't tell me, you
can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell
me, you
can't tell me, you can't tell me, you can't tell
me,သူအရှိတရာတော့နားလည်တ
ယ်နားလည်ရတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့လုပ်ယူနေတာယူရမှာသင်္ကန်းစာရောယူရမှာ
Yeah so he says it's like
ရေးမကြည့်ဆိုတော့နောက်တစ်ခါထပ်လုပ်ရေးမကြည့်ဘူးမဟုတ်ဘူ
း It's not useful to sort of like chew on the cud you know yeah not useful to like ruminate but it's useful to see the truth in the matter okay so you see the truth which is this was a mistakeBut you're not emotional about it anymore. There is just the understanding that this is the truth. That was a mistake. That's it. The mind has decided it won't do it again. And then it's just a thought. So it can let go of all the excess emotion around it that usually the mind tends to go into because it's personalizing.
More, but I just feel like then it goes, oh, that's nature. Okay, I don't have to worry about it. Like, it seems like, oh, that's nature. Then I'm...
But do you
taking responsibility?
Do you,
is that right? I guess I don't have to take responsibility. Nature?
It depends on whether there is a need to take responsibility. Yeah. What was the responsibility you needed to take?
That you know, see, but if you know, 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 if you know,
that
we may process to see, but if you know, if you know, if you know, if you know,ตัวดีจ้องไหลดีจั่วลาวมาถ้าไม่ลุกติดไม่ลุกတော့ဒါနဲ့ညံပဲ
ဒီ
ပန်းညံไอ้ညံလဲดูดิ
ညံ तू อ่ะ तू อ่ะဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားလဲဆိုတော့ဟော तू तू စိတ်ကမပူတတ်တော့ဘူးဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုဥပမာကိုယ်မှာတာဝင်ရှိတယ်ဆိုရင်ကိုယ်တာဝင်ယူတင်လာဆိုတော့တပည့်ပြောတာဝင်ယူတင်တာရှိလို့လား तू ဘာကိုပြောနေတာလဲတာဝင်ယူတင်တယ်ဆို
မင်းကြည့်ပေါ့
အဲ့မင်းကြည့်ပါ He said it's like this he said it's like you know when you
finish ဟိုတခုရှိတယ်လေရင်ကပြောရတာရှိတယ်နောက်ဖြစ်မဲ့ဟာနောက်တစ်စိ
တ
်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီကောင်းနဲ့ဆက်နေ
ရှောင်း
လို့ဆက်နေ
ဟုတ်တယ
်ရှောင်းလို့တော့မရအောင်အကျိုးပေးရလာမှာ
လာမှာပဲ
အဲ့တော့ तू ကအဲ့ဒါ
နားလေ
အဲ့ဒါနားလေ
So he says it goes like this So you said something okay mistake or not mistake whatever you know and you know it's just a thought the mind having a regret about it and you're like it's just a thought so you can carry on and not feel caught up in an unnecessary and uncomfortable emotion. Okay. He says, but the fact remains that whatever you said, if it was truly unskillful, the mind will have a result from it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If it is truly unskillful, okay. The result will still come because
he says... Yeah,
and but these are all minds. None of these minds are you, but every consciousness in this mind stream is connected to the next one.
Yes.
Right? And it passes on its bad, baggage to the next mind
that's
moment,
what it feels like.
Right?
Yep.
So it's still going to have to deal with that fallout.
Yes. Okay.
You know, whatever it is. So that's the lesson you need to pick up so that you don't repeat that, so that you don't have to. So he says when we look at this, and if we talk about it in terms of the general characteristics, he says people make the mistake of thinking that something is impermanent and they think it's over. But it only means but impermanence is only one part of the story. It's over as in that mind moment has come and gone, but the next mind is connected to the previous mind by cause and effect. That's anatta. Right? And anatta they call impersonality, or I don't know what other translations there are. but he says, to think that it's just impersonal is also not enough.
Yes.
Right?
This makes a lot of sense.
It's not merely impersonal, but it's also cause and effect. Anatta is both.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's so the principle of anatta, he says, is given a not given across, it's like an understanding that you have given a name to a process and you have named it me. You also are invested in the me, like I am this process, right? We are, this is what we believe. This is a belief, okay? And then we see this belief. We see that it's a belief, there's a belief that I am this process. So now you separate the belief from the process. Right? The belief is different from the process, and you see this, but after that, he says, you still have to understand what this process is.
Mm-hmm.
He says, it's not enough to say it's just a belief.
Yes.
You still got to get to the truth of what the process is. The process is still a reality that is happening. And
it's
that's
like I almost cut that cause and effect, tried to cut it and stop it, but I see it just continues.
It just continues, yes. Yeah. So thinking it's not me is not enough. Yeah. The effects will still come because of
a reason, a cause of delay.
So he says some people are so hung up on the principle of impermanence and that it's not me. They're so identified with the me also that they think that, you know, the next life is not me. So there's this like illusion around what's supposed to be a truth, right? And then they kind of abuse it mentally, you know, like in their intellect. And then they say, well, then whatever I do, I won't have to suffer it. You know, somebody else is going to suffer the effects of it. But in fact, there's nobody else, and that's not you either, but there is a chain of cause and effect, and it's this same mind stream.
Yeah.
I actually want to know if my practice is correct, so I'm going a little bit detail here.
Okay, good.
So during my meditation sitting, the pain and itching circle, so immediately I'm aware that it is discomfort. And immediately I want to catching the mindset. So another mindset, wait. I remember the Sayadaw said that let's deal with it, let's face it. So the thought is occur, and I aware of it, and I say, okay, let's do it. So at the moment, the mind aware that let's do it, and that whole my body is shaking. That's I'm aware of it. And I get scared.
Why is your body shaking?
It gets scared. The mind gets scared. So I'm aware that I have to deal with it, but I get scared.
You're scared that you have to deal with it?
Yes.
Deal. When you say you have to deal with it, you mean not scratch and watch.
Yeah, not scratch and watch,
okay.
And see what going on.
Okay.
So it gets scared and reaction of the body was shaking, and I couldn't breathe for some reason, and I was aware of it, and I say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. It's confused. So many mind up and come and appear, come and a debate between that. And I remember they say this is the nature.
Mm-hmm.
So let see how my reacts with this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And once I start doing the pain, I wasn't, I mean, some reason the awareness is not on the pain, but right now it's in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Between, you know, many mind occur, whether I do it right, not
mm-hmm.
do it right, scratching it, and deal with it, watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So at that moment, I didn't aware of the pain, but now it's where the mind
mm-hmm.
doing working.
Yes.
And at one moment, I keep watching, see how the body react and how the mind react. And at the moment, I couldn't breathe. I get scared more. The mind gets scared. It's at that moment. And I keep watching it and see what the reaction of each mind go.
And what happened?
And it's the pain. I didn't really pay attention to the pain.
That's anymore. Fine.
Get the mind.
Yes, and what happened?
Of the mind.
And what happened?
Oh, it's get calm a little bit.
Okay.
It's get calm a little bit, and I start feel the breathing.
Yeah.
Of the in the now.
Okay.
And that's when the ding dong start.
Ding dong.
To pray the five precepts.
Okay.
And that's how I have to stop.
Okay.
So I don't know if that process of practice, the meditation is correct.
Can I do not? This happened this morning.
Yes.
Okay. Does this happen often, like this, or just this
No,
morning?
This is my first time using the Sita meditation. That is technique. Usually, when the pain occurs, I try to watching it
okay.
and see what is the pain, how it's going, how deeply and how, you know, how it's...
So before you used to ignore what's happening in the mind, but
yes,
today you watch
yes,
what's happening
Yes, watching
in
the
okay.
body and reaction.
Okay. So in what was yoga mata, dine tu seko shuji ra tuwa tuwa kong chen na lupyo ra ba jang na mati u shui chen na la mati u na ra u tu ma shu ve na tu seko ji ra tu kong chen na la
shui chen na mo
ka tao lu chen na ara tuwa sek
This is fine, he says, you know. Bodily sensations are our objects, and what happens in the mind is also our objects, right? And it's more important and better if you can watch what's happening in the mind. And then the fact that and he said while you were speaking, in the middle of what you were speaking, he was like, all that's important is for the yogi to keep watching, right? And you did that. You kept watching what was happening in the mind, and eventually the mind calmed down. And he says, if eventually the mind settles, it means you were doing fine. We do have to go through a process anyway.
And I'm reading his book, and the instructions say light meditation during like daily activity outside of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Can he give us a little bit definition of it and an example?
You mean
light meditation, like, you know,
light meditation,
light awareness.
Yes, light awareness.
Oh, it's called light awareness in the book. It's just basically that easy, relaxed awareness state instead of concentrating too much.
Not concentration.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, when we out of meditation retreat, we have to do
life.
Okay.
And then, you know, and deal.
He says, "Damituruwa, machilo erao techa example peba o shimpia ba po."
Light awareness.
He says the way you meditate at home should be the same as you meditate in the center, okay? And he already demonstrated to you during the instructions. He said, "Do you know that you're sitting? How much effort does that take? It doesn't take much effort to know that you're sitting. That's the light awareness." And he just wants you to carry that sort of recognition of yourself.
You know, all day long. Concentration in a short.
Yeah. So it's really to encourage us to ease off from the type of concentration or, you know, like really focusing on a sensation that we used to do before. Like to ease off from that and not be so attached to it and think that if we didn't do that, that our meditation won't be good. You know, to just relax.
So it's more like the activities that you do daily?
So he gives a little more example. He says, so for example, whatever you do, you feel what you're doing, you know. You get up, you know the motion of getting up, the feeling inside your body, you move your hand, you can feel your hand moving. You know everything you do, you recognize it, you feel it. Just like that. That's enough.
Is that okay if from beginning of the practice, sometime we did not aware everything, but
yeah.
Like, you know, this morning I go to shower, but I didn't aware that, that the water to go to shower until I step into the shower, when the water is falling into me, the chili, that makes me aware that I am in the shower, the water is in my body. He says nobody is going to be aware continuously.
That's just what he has to give instruction for, so that we try to get there, but we're not going to be 100%. It's okay.
Okay.
Our awareness will always be on and off, and it's fine. But if we persevere, you know, we don't think about the off. We just keep remembering to, be mindful again and again. He says after a few days or weeks or months, he says you find the ons get more than the offs. That's all. Just need to keep going. He says, and what feels like light awareness in the beginning, when we keep persevering, it starts to feel more and more clear. So even though it's light, it starts to feel really clear as time goes on. Yeah? We just have to persevere. Yeah, without having to focus, we find that actually it's available to us in a very light and clear way. Yeah? This is like borrowing the strength of nature, understanding the nature of cause and effect, and how if you do something repeatedly, it gets stronger naturally, and that sort of strength is very resilient. You know, it's resilient, it doesn't break easily. So then when you get that sort of awareness where it's light and clear, then even if you're not aware, it doesn't matter, you know, you can feel it when it's there.
Deeper practice technique, I'm a tail, I'm a bit,
The way Seattle teaches is he explains the nature of cause and effect to us so that we can rely on that. We can have faith in that process, because It's not going to get strong immediately. We have to wait for it to get strong, right? So he wants us to trust in the process so that we can allow ourselves to have this light awareness. He says what is dangerous is that we don't do much. We don't try at all, okay? Even the light awareness, it's sort of like we're not really doing it, and then we go home and we don't practice at all. He says then, of course, the mind is not going to be strong, right? The key is to be aware, lightly, but you must always try to be aware, even if it's on and off.
So just to follow that up, when we're talking about examples, some of the daily activities, like you brush your teeth, example that you give at other centers, that might be something that will help you to release here. You know, like when you open
to
door,
example, the page la re, you know, I should care who we always have to make the attempt to have continuous mindfulness. And the key to doing that is always to check what do we know next, right? It's always what next? What do I know next? And then next, and then next. And it might slow you down a little bit. Not that you have to move slowly, but just that when you do something, it takes a little time because you're trying to be aware of yourself before you do it. So you're going to think, oh, I need to get my toothbrush, and then you go step by step.
Okay, so
let's try. He says, when you wake up in the morning, what do you know? Yeah, you. You ask the questions, so you.
Okay, so when I wake up, first thing is that I open up my sleeping bag.
Mm. Sleeping bag or point at it? With your eyes closed?
Sometimes.
Sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag point, you know. Oh. No,
so, but you don't recognize that you woke up? No.
Okay.
So let's start from where you are, right? So you know that you opened the sleeping bag. Did you use your foot or your hand?
Left hand.
Getting precise now. Okay, and then what next?
Pull up my leg.
You pull out your legs. Okay, chill out a
little bit. Do it.
So what do you do after you pull out your legs?
Start picking out the clothes.
You start picking up. You don't stand up.
No. Everything is on the floor.
Also, you start picking up the clothes. I get it. Okay, I'm getting the picture. Okay. So you know all this.
Yeah. Those are the things I know. Yeah. Stuff, when I sit up, I didn't.
Oh, remember to turn high up. Madiro.
Okay. Next day.
So tomorrow you continue. When you sit up, and then what else do you know? What will you do next?
So after pick out the clothes, get the toothbrush and things like that.
The whole time, right? Why you there? Mata yeah.
Line shop that why you there? Look at me, I think I love the.
So stay with yourself. Stay with what you do.
I never bother with them. Being with us, I stay right.
You know, putting on your pants and whatever, you know, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, whatever, putting on your, yeah.
And I think those are the examples that the new yogis would like to know what to expect or what to aware when we're talking about awareness. So.
New yogi, we are Elumyo, they say, teach it, not in there.
Okay, they are, they are down when they are up your
Seattle says next, and I think he doesn't want to so much say exactly what to know, because you know you might be putting on your trousers and you might be aware of your shoulders instead of your legs. So what, right? It's like, why does it have to be that what he says, right? What do you know? And every day you might do something different. So know what you know. Watch yourself, right?
Yogu, a change,
And if you are used to watching your body movements, you can start with your body movements, know, you know, what you're doing with your body. But if you keep watching it and you have this light awareness, you'll start to notice what's happening in the mind. You'll start to notice what you feel, what you want to do, right? How you want to do things. You'll start to notice all these things in the mind as you do things with your body. Okay?
You guys are just talking about, like, what do you notice when you get out of bed? So when I'm trying to be aware, sometimes if I'm not noticing any thinking or feelings or whatever, I mean, I do try to notice that, but usually I just try to put attention on some kind of sensation. Like, if I'm opening the door, I just try to feel the feeling of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was noticing that a lot of times I don't remember the actions themselves. I just know, like, I know that... For a period of time, I was consistently feeling sensation, but I don't know, like, you know, was it my left hand or right hand that did it? I just know that I was in contact, but... So I don't know if I'm missing something, like... I'm wondering if I'm not noticing enough detail in the way that you guys are talking about it. But.
Okay. So then doesn't the mindfulness feel kind of a little bit spaced out? Because you're going from touch to touch, right? From sensation to sensation, but you're not kind of following the flow of the body.
Yes, well, that's the thing. A lot of times the mindfulness for me feels kind of choppy in that sense. Like sometimes it feels really deliberate, like I'm trying to put attention each time on something. Other times, like walking meditation is kind of like this foot, and then I feel it, and then next other foot feels
it. You don't
it.
Just feel your whole body? Moving?
I could do that. I wasn't sure. I've always heard instructions to...
He says, allow your awareness just to be... He says, the better our awareness, the more we will know. He says, rather, put your attention inside yourself, let yourself do what you do, and check to see what you're recognizing. It's actually a little more work. It sounds easy, but it's more attention. If you're really in the moment with yourself, he says, there's so much you notice about yourself. It can feel like quite an onslaught, but you don't have to choose anything. That's the thing. So you can just stay with that, but you know that you're aware of so much in yourself, and you can't even hang on to any of the information because you just keep moving through so much.
Effort.
You know, so the effort to just stay centered and aware while movement happens around you, and knowing all that.
Yes, there's certain situations like walking meditation or sitting meditation. A lot of times there's less whatever reaction sometimes for me to watch. Actually in social situations, if I'm just sitting there, I feel like it's more, I would say entertaining, but there's more to watch. It's more interesting. So that's actually when I feel like I'm more
aware
of flow or noticing thoughts, like where my attention's going. But sometimes it's either that kind of spontaneous where I'm catching something, my mind going somewhere, but then other times it's that weird, deliberate, sort of artificial
ตัวอะไรโอเคเนี่ยตัวโหท่านเจิงโนลั้นชอกเฉิงโนอ่ะโหอะเยโนอ่ะอัธรมุโหลเว้ตะมินตะตะจีไล่ท้าดุโหลผิดปรอโหดีไดโหลรีบาริสกาเปาะได้เฉิงมาจ้ะรอติดดุโหมะท่าเว้เนี่ยโหชีตะดิโหลผิดเนี่ยไอ้เฉิงจ้ะรอยกเตจีตุตุติเนี่ยละแท้มาตะคู่ตะบอปอกไล่ตะริท้ามิละไอ้โหลผิดเตติดาดิเสียติเสียเนี่ยปูมะดุโหลเว้แต่แม้ท่านน่ะริชอกตาริจ้ะรอโหตะมินตะตะจีลุดุโหลเนเน่อาร์ติฟิเชียลผิดเตอะอะอะเฉิงไปอ่ะเม So he says, notice the difference, and it's probably a little more tense doing that artificial kind of awareness, right? So then, then he says you experiment to see whether you can to get into that more flow, more relaxed kind of awareness where you just stay within yourself and notice what is happening, what is being noticed by the mind.
Curiosity,
Just be curious. Just be like, what does the mind know? Where does it go? Right? What does it notice in itself?
Okay. Yeah. I guess, sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough, so I'm going to have to try. Like, there's maybe there's meditation styles where it's, if you're, you have to walk really slowly and catch, make sure you're really catching each moment.
No, he's, so he's talked about that.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm not doing enough, and then I worry that if I'm not catching every little thing, then I'm going to lose, like, my momentum's gonna
end it back.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Think
so
much.
And you know what the road
the entire
time the thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, that causes a lot of tension. He often has spoken about this. If we can trust in the light awareness, and believe me, it doesn't can happen in an hour if we're, you know, quite this thing. And if you just trust in the light awareness, keep it inside, just walk. You can just walk. And all you're noticing at first is maybe just one, just steps. Okay? And you just notice that's what you're noticing. And you'll notice that after a few minutes, you notice something else. And then you keep walking, you notice something else. And it just keeps going. And, you know, if you keep doing this for a long time and the awareness gains momentum because there's more continuity, he says, you will start to see the details in the footsteps that you're talking about without that kind of tension.
Okay.
And it's amazing then because you're just being you. You're just being normal, ordinary awareness, and there's so much to see. That's the beauty of the awareness.
Yeah. Okay.
Over there, beside you.
I had a question yesterday, but I felt like it had kind of been answered implicitly. And I've been thinking about those answers for the last day, and I just wanted to actually ask the question and see if maybe he has a different answer. I find sometimes with being lost in thought that awareness can have a bit of, I call it kind of an iron grip, where either I'm lost in the thoughts or then I become aware that I was lost in thought and then they vanish.
Yeah.
And it's like the awareness has gripped them and just squeezed them out.
Yeah.
And when my awareness is good, I find that my periods of being lost in thought are very short, maybe even just 1 second, 2 seconds. But I find that it's hard for me to, I don't feel like I actually understand that process of being lost in thought because I have a hard time watching it. Because it's either I'm lost in it or I've squeezed it out.
Oh. Okay, I think you mean that you want to be able to maybe be able to be aware of thinking, like when the mind is thinking.
Yes.
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 Okay.
I mean, it's not that any thought.
Because there can be thinking where you're not lost in thought, but the mind is thinking.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So by definition, being lost in thought is a state of having no awareness. So you're not going to be able to investigate that, which is different from having thinking mind, and you're able to be aware that the mind is thinking. But you're not lost in the thought. And for sure, if your awareness, if you're, you know, aware continuously, you're aware in a fairly gentle way, you know your mind, you know what you feel and what you think. He says there will come a time when you find that you can watch a thought and you don't get lost in the thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you can actually, he always gives this example of two trains going side by side.
Awareness or asati amuloro, maluro, awareness that the bhava pini jai chai ma tui. Awareness that anau ma shi.
So that's a state where the awareness has become natural to the mind. Awareness has become the habit of the mind. So that even when you've made a habit of being aware of thinking every time it comes up, we acknowledge it, right? And we don't watch it continuously because we might get lost in it, we come back to something else, but we always acknowledge it again and again. And when that becomes a habit for the mind, then whenever it's thinking, awareness pops up. Because that's become the habit of the mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that answer the question?
Yes. So, yeah, that kind of thing. So when I get, sometimes I get lost in thought, lost in thought. Seems like there's a moment, like, maybe it's right after it finishes or something, but it feels like I remember the thought and the feeling. I don't know if it's remembering or that's how the awareness works, is that you just, the thought happens and you just, like, spontaneously know the thing.
Yeah.
Or is that remembering the thought?
Yeah, that's pretty good awareness. So you're recognizing the work of the perception. Perception remembers things, right? Sanya. Yeah, so you're seeing that clearly.
I have a question about the format of the retreat. From the past retreats I have attended with Sayadaw, it was a free schedule.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And we didn't have to sit in a particular place.
Yeah.
Right, because I have a recurring problem that was solved in the past retreat.
Yeah.
That here, because I have been following this strict schedule,
uh-huh,
and have been sitting in the meditation hall,
uh-huh,
the problem occurred again. What I mean is this. When the mind is calm, then the habit of the mind to pay attention to the tightness in the body,
mm-hmm,
came back. And I noticed that when I was sitting by the last night, in the sitting, I noticed that when the attention was riveted, right, to the tightness in the body.
Mm.
And when I noticed that the reaction to it was that not liking it at all.
Yeah.
when I saw that, I just know that the awareness is no longer neutral.
Mm.
Right. When I noticed that, I said, okay, right, what else can I pay attention to?
Mm.
I opened up. I was seeing, but then when I began to say, okay, let's check the scene. When I began to check the scene, then my focus began, you know, to the seeing, to the object of seeing. So I began to say, okay, let's do the looking. And I began to pay attention to just look at each object for a few seconds, and then rotate to the next object, and I did that around the room. But even though I was aware of the looking, the attention pretty much was 60% to the tightness of the body. So I felt like I ran out of options. Okay, so what I did was, last night I said, okay, I can try, I know that it worked before. So I said, okay, I'm going to do the line meditation. So I could see that in the line meditation, the mind was relaxed, the body was comfortable, and the awareness was neutral. So I was able to go to be aware of the sensations without the disliking. So this morning I said, okay, I'm gonna, instead of going to sit in the meditation hall, I'm gonna go sit upstairs in front of the window and looking out. Because of the spaciousness of the scenery, the mind was calm, and even though I was very aware...
Not because of the spaciousness of the scenery, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Not because of the spaciousness of the scenery.
It was not?
No, because you like it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It was pleasant.
Yeah.
But you know, I really calmed the mind down, and I was able to be aware of both the seeing and the sensations of the body. And at the same time, there was, it seemed to me like there was no thoughts. It seemed, of course, I mean, it seemed to me that way, right? I was totally aware of the sensation. So, okay, so I want to check this out. Is it okay for me to not follow the schedule? Because I know exactly what my mind
will do. Yeah.
Right. And the mind, usually these days, it doesn't want to go out. You know, in a sense that it doesn't, even when I was listening to people and sometimes I was looking at them, and after just a short while, the mind wanted to go back, not to look, because looking was distracting.
Wow. Dima, Duro, strictly a chain nine time, I'm a little bit of a Dua, Miamia Tai, Sika, Miamia Nye, Dua, Kanakura, Matina, the cook me, and she Sika ate dinner on me, young. You know, I should hear IMS to Baruma who are looked at Chitania, Tang, a chain, bear chamber, Tang Tang, Yaya Babylon, or Yemichim, Sura, a brother Namalara, or two, she like Ahaw Shuluya, and I may usually be sicker. But so Machatalo, Dimajero, Tayaman, Dima Tayaman, Sura, and I you cheated, I'm Machat, Machat is saying that cheated, look at the error. Maninja Niaro, oh, Diatu, Shipiana, I'm talking, I see it, a chinny to sicker. Error. To Maninja, to Clam Maddock, Piampo Mamia Dora, Diniman at two Mamma Time, and a whole song of Podama, the Robert Potter Kushima, Time Road to Nancy Pumbra. Don't worry, a pian sugar, Kaulo, to sink a sugar at Japiano, to sink a new wine, we have a sugar Japiano bowl, say Chinos, or a hooker, a pleasant pitter. Hello, to say a chin silo to Dilomio, the Mayo, you were Tayama, look, Malope and a yala.
Yeah,
Sandra says the important thing is just to have awareness all the time. So if you have awareness all the time, he doesn't care where you sit, what you do, how you walk, whether you lie down.
Hi, this is my first time learning the Dita meditation. I don't know anything about this. So I would like to know if my practice is correctly.
Okay.
So I just keep watching my movement when I'm sitting, like I'm sitting down, open my eye and close my eye and move my arm. And just, if I'm mind wandering or thinking, I just know that that is correct way to do that.
Yeah,
yes, that's correct, is it?
Yes,
he understands.
Any experience, yes, so this is what I have.
That's enough.
Yeah,
just do what you can.
Okay.
And when you walk?
Yeah, I just keep, when I'm walking, I move my leg and my foot and step on the, you know, the hard floor, softness. That's what I'm doing.
So as you walk, he says, at first you know your legs, right, and your feet, and later you will know your whole body, he said, moving. When the mind is quieter, he says, then you will notice not just the body moving, but the hands moving and everything. When you're turning, you'll notice all that. You'll notice when you look, what you see, that you see. You'll notice you hear things as you're walking. You'll notice these things. And the mind will, you know, sometimes there'll be thoughts. Your mind will think something. You know your thoughts. You know what you feel. Okay.
Yeah. When I'm thinking of something, like I'm thinking about the future, and you know, I go back to work. Do you have to stop right there or just continue thinking?
You don't have to stop it. You need to know it. So you know that your mind is thinking, and then know that you're walking again. And then if it's still thinking, know that it's thinking.
Bring back your awareness to the walking.
And know that you're walking again. Okay, so you go back and forth. Thinking, walking. Knowing, thinking, knowing, walking.
Yeah. One more thing about the sound. When I hear the sound, do I have to say, okay, that is what the sound from the bird or from...
No.
No, I don't have to.
Just hearing, hearing.
Just know that you heard a sound. Just know that. Yeah. If you know the what the sound is, it's fine also. But you know that you're hearing.
So
Seattle says, so although there is a noble silence encouragement here, Seattle says, what's really important is, you know, if we want to take it on ourselves, that we take it on for ourselves. If other people talk, Seattle says, just be aware that you hear. If you have a reaction, watch your reaction. For those who want to talk, maybe keep your volume down. Okay, just speak softly. Yeah, because there is a, we tend to think that if there is a noble silence, encouragement to be nobly silent, that we think that if I do it, then everybody must be doing it too. But, you know, it's for each of us to take on ourselves, not for us to expect other people to take it on. So we take responsibility for ourselves, and other people take up responsibility for themselves. And Seattle says, being, you know, noble silence means that while we are silent, we are cultivating sati samadhi and panya. It's for ourselves. So when we're being noble and silent, the noble bit means that at that time we are aware, the mind, we are maintaining our stability of mind and we're using our wisdom. Okay, that's the noble one. So the noble silence bit is for me, right? It's for me. Me for myself. I know, you know, let's forget about the words, but yeah, it's really for this mind for itself. Okay, we take the responsibility for ourselves and nobody else.
Yeah.
So long as, you know, when you are choosing to be silent, and if somebody else is making noise and you're still being aware of yourself, whatever it is you might feel fine with it, you might not, whatever, if you are being aware of yourself, you're still being noble in your silence. Yeah, that's all we can really do effectively for ourselves. That's the wholesome thing that we can do for ourselves. Yes.
To follow with the global silence.
Can I?
Yeah. Thank you. Oh. To follow up with the global silence. It's the first time I practice Siddha Nupassana, so I should be follow.
It's Satipatthana.
Satipatthana.
It's all of it.
Yes. Not only Siddha Nupassana, all we practice Satipatthana.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I observe the noble silence for myself.
Okay.
To the point, last evening, after all the long day practice, I aware of my movement, open up my lying bed and lie down and start with a very light awareness. But the sound of conversation in the room continue, and I say noble silence, and I say metta to the noise or the sound. 10, 15, 20 minutes. And I think that...
what are you actually feeling at that time?
That's it. I watch my mind.
Now I'm coming.
Yes. I watch my mind to see what it is going on.
Right.
And I say I'm aware of that. And I see the voice in noble silence for me. So I keep quiet. And but for all the sudden, I see my body. I aware that my body turned to the right, and then a voice from my mouth come out and say, "Lady, it's time to bed."
Mm.
I watch my mind again,
on
my heart again, and I feel regret.
Regret, mm. Mm.
Earlier you didn't.
I feel regret. Shouldn't
yeah.
say that.
Mm.
Because it will break the a good relationship, the harmony.
You said you watch your mind. What do you see your mind?
I see my mind of tolerant. not anger. Not angry at all. Not anger.
No. You tolerate mean is your anger.
Maybe.
You totally mean it's because...
Not maybe, definitely.
Definitely.
Not maybe.
Okay.
Surely.
Yes.
Because if you don't like, that's why you try to tolerate that, right?
Yes.
So you need to wear what you are feeling, what is really happening.
Yeah, so there was anger. The fact that you're counting 5, 10, 15 minutes means you're angry. You need to be honest with yourself and know that there is anger. Then it will not come out. But
okay.
Because you don't recognize the anger, it builds and then bursts up.
Okay.
That's why you tolerate that this is the over threshold, so and over if threshold over then automatic boom.
Yes.
So in the future, at that point, I will say anger. I recognize my anger.
Can
yes,
you feel it? Can
that's
you,
it.
Feel. Do you feel
annoying,
it?
Annoying. Try to aware.
Did feeling. You feel
feeling.
Your anger?
I don't think
see.
So.
Ah.
No, me alone. I don't feel
that's
angry.
That's right.
How
you
do you
are
not know
trying
it?
To controlling yourself. That's why you don't see.
Yeah, you're trying to be good. So you can't see, you don't want to see what's bad, but it's there.
Yeah.
It's better to be honest than to pretend to be good, or to try to be good, sorry, not pretend.
But I don't think try to be dishonest.
Yeah, no, we don't think like that, but we are trying to be good.
Okay. Yes.
But rather than try to be good, it's better to be honest.
Okay, so in the future, that is called anger.
Mm.
I have to recognize it.
Disliking,
oh, no.
Disliking, no anger.
Yeah.
Disliking. Oh.
So dislike, irritation,
okay.
Right? Little bit.
In
the mind is a little
disliking,
like
upset.
Thinks it's
okay.
Not
okay.
Good. Not
so
not
then,
not
if I recognize that is a dislike in somewhere here.
Yeah.
Somewhere here. So you need to pay attention to your mind here.
Yes. Yes.
To that sensation, to that feeling.
This area, right?
Yes. Then it will not be happening.
No.
The action
what do you know? What do you know? Just stay there and feel it. Stay there and feel it. What can know? What can we know? Then you can see the feelings inside your shaking or tension or this area. When you have angry, how do you feel?
You never feel?
No.
Yeah, I do. I feel maybe the heart rate go up.
This is for physical.
No longer physical.
Feel like tension here, physical. This is a movement. This is not mind, not feeling yet. But this is a physical sensation.
Yes.
Can you... He's trying to direct you to know what you feel. So it's not the physical things, not the bodily things. So you're saying your heart beat fast.
Yeah.
That's body. Okay? Or your face heats up. That's body. But can you feel the anger? Can you feel an emotion that is like irritation? Like somebody does something and your mind feels like...
Do you know happy?
Do you know happiness?
Do you feel you're happy?
Do you know you feel happy? Like now?
When I laugh, right?
And I give your mother.
Some people are also angry, also laugh.
Can you feel that you are happy?
So that's why you need to practice, try to aware, pay attention here.
Is there a language barrier? Is there not a word in Vietnamese that means the same thing? Feel?
The word is not say. This is the way that I was raised.
Từ chi biên là đi lộ. Có nghĩa cô sẽ cố lên
đây thôi. That's why,
That is possible. Yeah, that's possible. Then you sort of like, you don't recognize what you feel because you need to do what's appropriate. Right? Yeah.
What you feel is not important.
Yeah.
What the people say is important. try to follow their, your parent or your teacher, right? That's why the very difficult to know, to feel, because this is not important.
Because you've made a lifetime of making the feelings unimportant, so the mind doesn't know how to be in touch with it. So the mind tries to do what's appropriate, what is right, but it forgets to know what it really feels, because it has a lifetime of
suppression.
Of putting it away and not giving attention to it or giving importance to it, yeah.
So now you try to aware of your feeling. Try to aware of your here, right?
Try to feel what you really feel. Okay, just really try to feel.
Sometimes you see the
scenery,
very beautiful. How do you feel? Just checking. Yeah?
Feel when it's nice. Feel when it's not nice.
Feel good. Feel bad. You know?
Do you know when it feels good or when it not feels
feel bad?
But cannot express in word to share with you.
You can just say it feels good or feels bad. Yeah,
that's intensity have. Strong intensity. Strong and weak. You can feel, right?
Yeah. So maybe last night you could say that when they were talking, you feel bad. Did you know that you felt bad?
I dislike it.
You didn't,
yeah.
How do you know there was disliking?
Because I heard the talking.
No. It's because of something you feel.
Something you have already feel awareness there. That's why you feel, you know.
Disliking is a feeling. Yeah.
So continue, stay there. Huh? You know disliking? Stay there. Don't think anything outside. Think more, stay there. More aware of this. Then you more slowly this. Family, how to aware of the feeling. Okay? Yeah. Oh, Pyongyi Mati is
right.
I'm trying to look at her.
Go on, Pyongyi Mati.
we need to tama le phit ne ti la ma yo ti che ni ti la
ma shi ma thai pho ne de
ကျွန်တော်ကဖူးအရှင်ရထိုင်တာကအကျင့်ဖြစ်တော်လေခန္ဓာကိုယ်ရဲ့ဟိုလှုပ်ရှားမှုတွေကိုပဲပူတည်တယ်အခုဟိုစိတ်ကိုပြန်ကြည့်တော့တခါလေးကြားလို့ရှိရင်သိမိတာလေဟိုလည်းနည်းအာယုံကြီးဟိုစိတ်ကျွန်တော်ဘာရှိလဲဆိုသွားပြီးတော့ဟိုကြည့်မိတော့တစ်ချက်တစ်ချက်မှာတတိထားမိတာအတင်းစူးစိုက်ကြီးသွားပြီးတော့လိုက်ရှာနေလို့ဖြစ်နေတာစိတ်ထဲမှာဘာမြင်ရမလဲဆိုကြည့်တော့ဟို
ဘလန်ဂျီလိုလိုအမျိုးဗွိုက်အမျိုးတဲမှာလိုဖြစ်စေအနေအမမရှိဘူးနေရာမရှိတော့လိုက်ချာနေရင်မဟုတ်တော့အဲ့တော့စိတ်ဆိုတာဘာလဲဆိုတာသိရင်သူ့တတိထားမိလာလိမ့်မယ်ဘာမှမချက်စိတ်ဆိုတာဘာလဲသူသိရအင်းစိတ်ရှိတယ်ဆိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်ပြောနိုင်လဲဆိုတော့ခုနကပြောလို့အတွေးအင်းခံစားမှုနော်အတွေးကိုသိရင်စိတ်ကိုသိတယ်ပြောရယ်ခံစားမှုသိရင်စိတ်ကိုသိတယ်ပြောရယ်နောက်ခုနကပြောတဲ့အတေးပတိ
ว่าตั้วจินน่ะลาจินน่ะท้านจินน่ะท้าจินน่ะตีเนี่ยน่ะสึกกูตีน่ะซ้าจินน่ะนะนอกตะคู่อ่ะตริฐานนี่ล่ะอือฮึเอ้อล่ะตริฐานนี่ล่ะรู้ตีนี่ล่ะรู้อือฮึดาริอะอะไรอยู่ตีหินสึกกูตีเลยขออือฮึอะไรอ่ะเหมียรอบผิดตีเลยตีนี่เลยเหมียรอบผิดตะเบ็ดรอมาตีอะไรอ่ะเหมียรอบผิดอะไรอยู่เป็นอะยินซ้องไล่ตีไล่อะเว้ย
အဲ့လိုသိစိတ်ကိုသိနေတယ်အဲ့လိုသိနေတယ်အဲ့စိတ်ကိုသိတယ်ဒါစိတ်ကိုသိနေတာပဲအော်အဲ့စိတ်ကိုသိနေတာပဲဒါပေမဲ့အာယုံဖြစ်မရှင်းဘူးအာယုံဖြစ်ရှင်းရှင်းလင်းလင်းရုပ်လိုမျိုးအာယုံထင်ထင်ရှားရှားကြီးမရဟုတ်တယ်ရုပ်ကပုံပြီးထင်ရှားနေတယ်ဒီအိုပြီးတော့တိတာကျင်းထန်အရင်တိတာတယ်အဲ့လိုရှင်းနေဟွာတိတော့တိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အာယုံအဖြစ်မကင်နိုင်သေးဘူးမိမိရဲ့ရမရသေးဘူးဘာလ
ตัวเราอย่าเลยบาโลตัวนี้คณะคณะตีนี่โหเนาะคันซ้ําคันซ้ําหมู่อ่ะตะคาลีจ้าลูกสิหูเตช่าไม่ตีดาตะคาใจนิวทรัลล่ะหูอิริเทชั่นขึ้นตาหรือหูวันเนราหรือวันตาหรือตีได้แต่เนี่ยญาติเฉยๆจ้าတော့ลีหูเนี่ยๆนี่တော့ จ้ามาโหมาหุบดีมาหุบไอ้หลูเนี่ยอยู่ช่วยไปอยู่ไล่ไปดีเฉยนี่ก็ได้ติดเลยอ่ะติดไปเลยอ่ะติดไปอ๋อดีโหลขึ้นนี่ก็ขึ้นเลยติดไปเอ้าสึกกะคนน่ะเปียวหลูตะเบ้อมาหูอะหนูติดเอาพาเนี่ยอะตีนไล่ชะเต็นอายุทาหลูขึ้นต่อลีขาวเนี่ยอ่ะลีเออขาวเนี่ยก็เลยอะตีนอะเปียวไม่รู้เป้
ต้นหลุขึ้นในคราวนี้อ่ะลีปู่พี่แล้วตีตาอนาคตเด้าโหรินสิเจซื้อแล้วอืมอะตัวมาไอ้หลุหลุเนี่ยอะกูผิดแต่หาอยู่เว้ยเสร็จติดนี่ไล่อะกูผิดแต่เว้ยเสร็จอะหลุอะกูตีหลุยาดแล้วหลุอยู่เว้ยติดนี่ไล่ตะคาลีใจแต่เนี่ยวนๆนะกูตะเบ้อมาโหลิจินาโหคุณน่ะเปียวหลุ
happy อยู่ล่ะได้อุตส่าห์หมาญาญมาดล่ะหลุสิเทมาเนี่ยเนี่ย
ญาณนี่เนาะญาณนี่แหละพอไปกูญาณอายุไปกูตึกญาณนี่กูก็ช็อกกันไอ้หลอดเทนเนี่ยโหช็อกแล้วบลูช็อกอ่ะมึงนี่อ่ะลิช็อกเลยดิอ่ะแท้กันเนี่ยอ่ะช็อกเลยอันนี้เนี่ยช็อกใส่กันเนี่ยไม่ใส่อ่ะอัปเดตชิวโรโอเคอัปเดตเนี่ยไม่ใส่นี่ดิตาลิตาลิตาซุใส่กันเนี่ยไม่ใส่อ่ะซุไม่ใส่ไปเลยตีอยู่นี่ไม่ตีเลยซุไม่ใส่ดาวเนี่ยช็อกเลยอ้าว
อืมอยู่ตรงบริษัทนี้อยู่ดาวดาวชอบไล่จริงๆมันกัดไปแล้วไล่จริงๆอ่ะเอาเนี่ยคว้าคว้าแล้วตัวช็อตเลยอ่ะอืมเนาะเนเนลิไล่เปียวคุณน่ะเปียวไล่เอาไว้เนี่ยสอแอ่เปียวช็อตเลยช็อตไปดิไอ้ตัวนี้อ่ะตัวบ่ตีล่ะมั้ยอือหือเนาะตะดิท้านี่เราบ่ตีล่ะอืมเนาะคันซ้ามึงจะรู้สิตะคาลีจ้าสิอะคู่ดีมาတော့ไม่ผิดป่าวอึลุลงนี่ได้คาจ้ารู้สิโห
ตุนยาขั่นตาล่ะดิกูสิยောက်ล่ะหรือเปตุนยาก็ดอปั่วได้บาเนี่ยสรุปเนี่ยไอ้อะไรอ่ะเออไอ้หลุผิดกูล่ะแล้วกูล่ะรู้ว่าเปล่าล่ะว่าไม่ผิดน่ะล่ะรู้อยู่อ่ะเออสรุปสิบลูบลูซินดาเนี่ยตะเบ้อมาอะไรสิสึกกูไอ้ตีด่ากูก็มา
reaction
เปลี่ยนผิดตาเนี่ยอยู่ชูไล่จินเดโลเมียกันสึกกันผิด
แล้วเอ้าชูออกมา
哎呦，输了。
哦，
哎。哦，这天晚多了，进来了，输了。
看啥物事？这
样。
看啥物事？看啥物事？哎呀妈，以前嘛停下，你家嘛停下嘛，我路没停下哩。啊，家也停下，停下是嘛，打枪出来，输了嘛。
输比要大的提高。
马虎。都
在赌牌呗，是直
播。赌牌，输了输了，提前都输了。以前的生意没停嘞，八片嘛嘞，八十片嘛嘞，喏，不的刚才没那么大嘛他嘞，
八片也
没那么大嘛他嘞。
开车以前的话，伊都拿来的酷酷的，喏，
开车，哎，你没说。哎，做比较特别的呢。
嗯，好
的。哎，我们比的你，哎嘛，都都你，哎，心里嘞好油，阿油嘞，阿油皮油嘞，好啦，哎，你嘛呗，家人偏偏的你认真了，哎，阿油得了。
开车目的了。
看咱母不比阿
爸，阿勇去，
阿勇去过，看那个
对
的，奶奶奶奶。
你这样嘛，啊？奶奶奶，吃个吃点东西，奶奶来嘛，奶奶把这个都交给你，好吧？
Okay, so she said that she feels like she's spent a lot of time in the old practice watching sensations, and that she's unsure about watching the mind. When she tries to see the mind, she feels like she's staring at a blank.And Seattle says yes, because she's trying too hard to see the mind, and because the mind has no place, it's not situated somewhere. When you try to look for the mind, you'll come across nothing because it's not anywhere, so you won't find it that way. But he said you can recognize the mind by what it does, like the mind is thinking.The mind is wanting, you know, it wants to go, it wants to come, it wants to eat, it wants to think, it plans, it, you know, you can, he says, she said, I notice all that. He said, right, you already, that's seeing the mind. But she's, but then she says, you can't, he says, what she's not able to do is take it like, you can take the body, you know, you can't pick it up like an object and stare at it.You know, you can't do that. You can sort of know that it's flitting by. You notice the mind is thinking. You notice the mind is wanting something. The mind is doing something. And then it, you might not be able to watch it continuously, but that's fine, Sierra said. And then she says she feels like that she's probably been spending too much time in her previous practice looking at the objects. So...She did a practice where she watches the body sensations. And so he says, yes, so you've been watching the body sensations very closely. So the mind is very close to the objects and watching it. But because we're very, you know, the mind, because she's watching the object, the sensation so closely, she doesn't notice the mind because she's too close, the attention is too close to the body. And so he says to her, back up, back away, which in fact,in effect means relax the effort. It's the light awareness that he was talking about just now, to lighten up on how much we want to know something. And he says if she would lighten up and just know the sensation that it's there and she's not too close to it, she will not only notice the sensations, she will also notice, you know, the stuff that happens in the mind, like the mind thinks and so on, even while it's watching something.And she will notice the awareness as well that is watching, that is knowing that sensation.
I think that's mostly it.
She mentioned that here she doesn't feel any gross emotion. You know, mostly it feels kind of flat. And he said, well, that's, you know, when it's neither that you're liking nor disliking something, it means you're neutral.And so it's not nothing but to recognize that it's a neutral sensation. And she says she does, you know, when she works, sometimes she feels like other people's emotions, like she gets infected by it. You know, somebody's angry and then you start to feel stuff as well. And Sierra says you're not infected by that. It's not like their anger has come to you, but it's that your mind has started reacting to their anger. Your mind has started to have some thoughts about it, some opinion about it, and it's not, you know, it's not comfortable anymore. So Sierra says, whatever happens in this mind, we take it as this is happening rather than that it's coming from somewhere else, right? It's happening here. This mind has started. And then when situations like that happen, of course, the first instinct is to move away from that source, you know, to sort of preserve this mind. And Seattle says the thing to do is actually watch that mind. Now the mind is clear. You know, he said, now she can't feel any strong emotions. Over there, that's the strong emotion. He said that's the opportunity to watch that feeling. And the way to do it is to watch the feeling. And as she watches the feeling, because that's strong, she can watch it continuously, then she'll also be able to tune into the mind that is... So Sierra's going to ask you, all the yogis, so do you have a mind?
Yes.
You know your mind?
Yes.
You do? Okay. And why do you feel that you have a mind? What is it that... What are the things that you think are... is mind. Are your mind?
So what,
it's aware?
Yeah, so when I might get lost... Sometimes feeling comes, they are not my mind.
Yeah. Feeling your mind?
Yeah. Feelings are your mind, yes.
Thinking,
thinking is mind.
Yeah.
So Seattle says it's helpful to know what is mind. Then when that happens, we know, okay, that was mind. Okay?
Thinking of mind. Thinking of mind. Feeling of mind.
Thinking is mine, feeling is mine.
Intention.
Intending is mine, planning something is mine.
No, I should do that. Pay attention.
Paying attention is mine.
Knowing.
Knowing is mine.
So now I ask again, do you know you are looking?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know you are looking?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Do you know you are listening?
Yes.
So listening and looking and paying attention, the same. Only different door. The function is the same. We call looking mean is we are paying attention with the eye. That we call looking. Pay attention with the ear, we call
listening.
So pay attention is the same. If you know you are looking mean is that you know your mind. You know you're listening me is you are knowing the mind activity. The mind is doing this, right? Pay attention. So aware. Try to aware. Now you use your mind aware. Right? So you know you're aware, mean pay attention. This you know the mind. Mind is like this. Cannot show.
How about smelling?
Smelling, knowing the smell.
Right?
Because of you know, you get the smell. If you don't know, you also you cannot get the smell. So when you want to get the smell, where you pay attention? You
when,
want to know the smell,
when
where
you
pay attention?
You think about this, it's not bad. Don't think in the nose, I'm thinking in the mind, right?
But if you want to...
He said when you want to smell something, what do you pay attention to?
Yeah.
Where do you put your attention?
Nose, right? Yeah. You can know. This is not difficult. Because of less practice, that's why we are difficult to pay attention to the mind. Difficult to aware the mind because of you are not practice. Now you can start practice like this. You know you're looking, you know you're smelling, you know you're listening and awareness, asking yourself, are you aware or not? Can know, right? Okay.
Anybody else?
Oh,
I just kind of want to understand better too. For me, if I'm sitting for say an hour, my natural tendency is to go into deeper samadhi and follow the breath. And but then that's not so much light awareness, it can start to feel heavy. And so what I'm wondering is when you're say sitting for an hour, where to put the attention? You know, it's because the habit is just go to the breath.
Mm.
You know your mind?
Aware?
You're aware that the mind is being aware?
I think so.
Or, well, you recognize that the mind is paying attention. Can you, like, let go of the object and check what the mind is aware of when you're sitting?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do that. Can you do that in the sitting? Or the mind keeps drifting back to the breath?
No, I can do it. And it is very powerful when I do say, do I know that I'm looking?
Mm-hmm.
Then it does become easy to just be aware of looking and the awareness.
Yeah, and if you feel that the mind has sort of drifted into the breath for a while and is getting heavy, open your eyes. Then it won't sort of keep staying in that state. If possible, don't go to the object if you don't need to. Like, if you know you can keep your awareness going and you can just keep asking what the mind is aware of, then you can just keep doing that. Just using reminders to keep the mindfulness going. What's the mind? What does the mind know now? What's the mind aware of?
So it's really just, in a way, the attention is on the mind.
Yes.
As opposed to the breath.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just a clarification question. When you were talking about feeling the emotion, feelings, which I think you mean emotions,
mm-hmm.
right? I thought I heard it's not sensations, but on my, I mean, I identify my emotions by
what you feel in your body.
Sensation, like contraction or heat or cool light, whatever, but there's energy. These are sensations, yeah?
Yeah.
So please.
In the beginning, that's what you start with. But the sensations are always in the body.
Yeah.
But emotion is held in the mind.
So, and I'm relatively new to this technique.
Mm-hmm.
So in my practice, I've been taught that the emotion is a sensation with a thought.
Emotion is sensation with a thought.
So it's always in the body, but the thinking, there's a relationship. So I've been just watching.
Yeah, feeling out and thinking a relationship.
Okay.
So
I'm just watching. Okay.
So he says feelings, so he's not saying sensation, feelings are related to thinking, but they do affect the body too. So whatever you feel, whatever you think, and whatever that makes you feel, it's going to have an effect on the body if it's strong enough.
So in this teaching, the origin of the emotion is the mind, the thought.
Because
not thought, feeling.
Feeling, okay.
Because Vedana, you know, it's one of the... Yeah, it's a mind aggregate. Vedana is a mind aggregate, so it's not in the body. Rupa is body or material, right?
What is sensation is rupa.
Yeah, so...
This
discussion came up in Maui, and Sierra sort of had this brainwave, because sometimes the difficult emotions are more easily seen in the body, the difficult emotions, and it's harder to like tease out the mental part of it. But the happy emotions, we more easily see that the happiness is in the mind,
You're happy and you're not thinking my body feels good. You think I'm happy, right?
When you feel
like something tastes good, right? That feeling, it's not in body. That's a mental
gross
kind of,
nice.
I feel an energetic energy quality in the body. I feel, but I've been so. I have to say.
Yeah, it is related to the body anyway. It's related,
Relationship
because the mind is so closely associated with, closely related to the body, because there is what you call psychosomatic, right? So, and one of the makeup of the body is the mind. The mind is one element of what the material is made of. Yeah. So definitely the mind is going to affect the body. So we'll always feel a reflected sensation in the body.
So the practical question, does it matter where I start? So anger, I experience anger.
Mm-hmm.
I notice it in my chest, and,
yeah.
You know, like an axe.
Anger mode, that feeling, that bodily sensation called.
And I also notice I also notice there are thoughts accompanying that make it worse or better. I move from this to the thinking.
Okay.
Watching the thinking.
Yeah.
And the beliefs that arise, that are feeding that, memories maybe.
Yeah, that's how you should watch it.
Just watch.
Can you say something more about this negative mind, which it doesn't help our own self, like you were saying something yesterday? Sometimes I find like my mind not helping me. Sometimes I find something so stupid thoughts in my mind, and so negative thoughts. I didn't do any bad action.
Siyadaw says, you know, when you know that the mind is having stupid thoughts, you should be happy because you know. So that's the positive you're doing for the mind. The knowing is the wholesome mind. Right? If you didn't know, that would be delusion. But knowing is
the experience of the knowing of me. The awareness of the knowing
He says so often, he says, as yogis, we complain about the experience. The experience is something, we see something unwholesome happening in the mind, and we complain about, the mind is so unwholesome. But he says we forget that we're doing something wholesome, we're being aware. And we forget that when we are observing something, when we are aware of something, the thing we are aware of has become the object, right? The object. And the object can be the body, object can be the mind. And now you are aware of this object. It's a mental object. You know that there's a stupid thought. It's fine, but there's awareness. Oh, and he says, it's important to know this. You know, when you know the body, you know this is the body. When you know the mind, you know this is the mind. It's important to differentiate what is body and what is mind.
Negative mind, also mind. Positive mind, also
mind.
We are trying to interest the mind. Whatever mind as object, this you are already practicing. Object and awareness, right?
I just want to make a statement that is explained about a feeling, and it's really helpful.
Sensation,
sensation is very helpful.
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Yeah,
yeah, that's why we're discussing about it. It's very important. Many yogi also, even long time, some yogi also stay confused.
Yes.
They don't know feeling and body sensation. They not separate yet.
Yeah. For me, still I feel like a sensation or feeling looks like the same. Just feeling most like the chest of this compression or uncomfortable, but still your body reflect.
Yeah, there's a mental part of it. See whether you
already have, mental also have.
Okay.
So how do you know your anger? No?
Just like a heartbeat.
Heartbeat
or
physical
or
sensation,
right,
and thoughts.
Right.
That's why we know there's anger.
Yeah.
But thought is not anger.
Yeah.
Sensation
yes.
also not anger.
Yes.
Anger is anger.
Yes.
Anger is different characteristic have.
Yes.
Anger nature is different. But we only know the feeling and body sensation and thoughts. Then we know this is anger. This is a...
This is, we are knowing it indirectly.
Not directly, indirectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not directly understanding
if
the nature of anger.
If wisdom is stronger and stronger, wisdom can see this. What is the anger?
Yes, I thought that no matter what thought comes out, if my bodily discomfort, then I know that's not a good thought.
Yeah, this is sensation. This body is sensation.
Yeah. What who belum komplek indicator bayu le? Karena kurang mah, mai matasuin, asuin setema. Aku tu dua pih mah bet, aku tu ramah pih naik lu. Alu indicator bayu le, dah macam. Tidak.
Tuh dulu dia, tosnya. Thinking mind, no? You're very clear about thinking and mind, right?
Yes.
It is a mind. This is real mind. This is real mind. This happening is mind, right?
Yes.
Thinking is story.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I understand.
Okay. Time. Oh, just time to go, no?
You want to?
You want to? Oh, okay. So next time. Tomorrow, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. You have a time to practice one day.
Yes.